You broke his nose that bad?
It was pretty bad.
And this is the first time we're hearing about this?
It's awful. It's awful.
Sounds up my alley today. I'd hit the ground. My shoulder would turn to dust. I'd be like, ow, wow, parlay.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. I've got a sick Walt Flanagan.
Hello.
I've got a perturbed BQ.
It's one thing after another over here today.
What is this show going to be like?
I don't know. But I thought Walt was getting sick at the Christmas thing. I heard his voice. I was like, well, we're all going to be sick for Thanksgiving.
How are you feeling?
I'm so angry right now that it's overriding every fucking sickness? Yeah. So don't worry about me.
All right. Well, let's get going then.
Yeah.
Because I know Q is limited time. Walt, your Lions are playing today, so we're recording early on a Sunday morning, 11:45 on a Sunday, so Walt can get to his game by one.
Yeah, they started at like one.
Okay. All right. That's our goal today, Q. As sick as Walt is, I should take more pages out of Walt Flanagan's book. I went to the doctor the other day. First, let's do some housekeeping. Thanksgiving. Again, no Black Friday.
No Black Friday at the general store.
At the general store.
But we will have Black Friday merch dropping midnight on Thursday. Brand new ball cap, trucker hat. It's beautiful.
Pretty sweet. And I like it.
It's going to go on sale at midnight on Thanksgiving. And also, 40% off all other merch from Thursday at midnight till Sunday midnight. So a pretty sweet promotion where you could pick up some items at a real big deal, big steep discounts. 40% off, nothing to sneeze at.
No, definitely not. Christmas is done. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, not done.
Well,
not for you.
Recorded.
It's recorded. Yeah.
There's a difference.
And it's going to probably clock in as maybe the longest episode ever.
That's what I was thinking today. I think Space Monkey Save Christmas hold the record so far for Christmas episodes. But
do you remember how long that was?
I think it was like 4-something hours.
Okay, yeah, this is going to blow it out of the water. This might be 7 to 8 hours long. 18 contestants. The fight for women's suffrage to participate in TSD Town events is finally over as we finally welcome female contestants.
Wait, this is the first time?
It's 2025 in TSD Town, you know.
I love it.
The gals finally get a seat at the table.
We're progressive here. And
not for nothing, but one of my favorite One True Three stories of the whole thing belonged to one of those. I mean, literally blew my mind. So great.
There's controversial stories, scandalous stories, sultry stories, and of course – head-scratching stories, but all have one thing in common. They're all Christmas or Hanukkah stories. And it's going to drop on Tuesday, December 23rd on Patreon and Bandcamp. And 100% of the Bandcamp sales go to help two aunt families this year who are dealing with cancer in their family. So it'll be a two-parter on Bandcamp. I think it'll be just one large episode on Patreon, though.
Yeah.
I don't imagine we'll have to split it up. And part one will cost $4.99 and part two will cost $4.99. So it'll be an even split for those two families.
All right. Christmas time. Christmas time and cancer. They go together hand in hand.
They always have.
They always have, right? Yeah. That's what people think when they think Christmas.
I don't know. What do you think of when you think of Christmas?
I think of pressure. That's yeah. What I think of, yeah, like I got to buy people stuff. I got to think of stuff for people. Got to go to people's houses. It's a whole lot of, it's cold outside. Yeah. Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like somebody at this table thinks the opposite, though. You're a big Christmas guy, right?
I used to be.
Oh, you're not anymore?
With the advent of the Tell 'Em Steve Dave Christmas special and the pressure. You talk about pressure. The pressures of that have made it so like I kind of like dread this time of year. But I will say it is an awesome feeling to have it in the can and that weight off your shoulders of like, okay, all we got to do is edit a fucking 9 to 10 hour show and whittle it down to a manageable episode. But that's the easy part. The hard part is the pressure of will everybody be able to come? You know, will it all work out? Will there be any technical issues?
There's a lot of
moving parts.
A lot of moving parts to this. Yeah, to get everybody's schedules to coincide so they can all come at the same time. That's no small feat.
No. It is cool though. Like everybody that was involved and the people who weren't involved who couldn't make it that night though. We do got a pretty killer crew in terms of like just friendly, cool people though. You know, they sat around and waited for hours until it was their turn. Never once bitched. Never once were like.
And you're talking hours, yeah. Like 5 hours.
Yeah, they're good people, all of them. And
I was thinking about like Chuck sat in the hallway for like 6 hours. He comes in, smile on his face. You know what I mean? Like just as friendly and as helpful. And like I want to be a part of it as they all were. And I'm using Chuck's name, but that's literally every person that was on the show was like, whatever, man. This is fun. It was cool.
Yeah, there's nobody that comes in and makes it hard.
Right.
Like nobody makes it hard. Everybody kind of wants to make it as a fun event as possible, and that's a very much appreciative.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
Yeah. So
I was so happy with Jimmy the Hair Guy and his performance that I gave him the official Q West nod.
I saw that as he was leaving. Yeah. I saw the nod and I saw Jimmy brighten up.
Yeah. I was like, this Jimmy the Hair Guy. I like Jimmy the Hair Guy. I play, I play like he's a little bit like I don't, but I really do like the guy. After having his contributions and overwhelmingly positive and fun to be around all the time, I thought this is a good guy to hang out with. And I honestly, I always knew he was going to come. I was just holding him over the barrel a little bit. But yesterday I was like, nah, I got to let this guy in. I got to let him come. Which by the way, I'll be lucky to have him there, not the other way around.
Jimmy the Hair Guy brings something every time he comes.
He sure does.
Yeah. Jimmy the Hair Guy, I was thinking about him. Walt, you might be more able to answer this. Is Jimmy the Hair Guy overexposed? I see that he's doing reviewing history stuff. He's on their Patreon. He's at these Juggalo meets.
I mean, those people who are, getting him on their shows, they see the talent that is a Jimmy the Hair Guy. They see that, they want some of that for their podcast.
Want some of that magic for them.
Yep.
Now,
it's understandable.
Sure. But does Jimmy the Hair Guy owe us anything for discovering him after he bought that hair?
I guess it is kind of like if he doesn't buy that hair, that I don't think he becomes friends with any of the guys in TSD.
No, that was a small price to pay for Jimmy the Hair Guy to get the new circle of friends that he has. Even though they use him as a punching bag, from what I understand. He's on a group chat and everybody makes fun of him. Poor Jimmy the Hair Guy. Get him over there chuckling.
I think Jimmy's one of those guys, though, that the joke's on everybody else.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you look like, you're ripping on Jimmy, but you're just flapping your gums, Jimmy's out there making things happen.
He's getting married. Do you follow him on Instagram by any chance?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't really use social media. If you follow him on Instagram, this dude is everywhere. He's at every con. He's at every Juggalo meet. He's going to cemeteries to see dead people. Yeah. I mean, this guy is on the move.
He's which is weird because I thought he was saving up for a wedding. Wasn't the whole thing like he has to save money?
That's what everybody says, but yet he continues to travel and and do all these things. Yeah. I think his wedding might be taking place at a courthouse now.
Oh, yeah. The freest of free.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm. I'm going to that wedding.
You going to go?
I'm going to go to that wedding. How could I miss that? That's going to be the Tell 'em Steve Dave social event of the season.
Well, I know some people who aren't going.
I'm sick.
Walt's not feeling too well. It's only in another 8 months. Who knows what's going to happen between then and now?
If I feel better, maybe.
Not your thing, really.
No, it's not.
Those kind of gatherings are not your thing. It's understandable. Q.
Yeah.
I know. I at times I've suggested things for IJ. Little mm-hmm. bits. I used to suggest them to Casey. He never bit. He never liked any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found a new one that's fail safe, though.
Okay.
Now, it does run a risk of death, which isn't good for the show, but I just read this article. Boy 15 dies after coworkers insert high-pressure hose up his rectum in horrific, quote-unquote, prank.
We had a bit where we put a something inside of Murray, and he had to give a talk while it was vibrating and whatnot. And I, you know, to pull back the curtain a little bit, you know, we have faith in each other, right? Like we will go along with things that we don't necessarily see. And that one, I was just like, I don't get this one. Like, I think this one's weird. I find there's a couple of them in there that I'm like, I don't know about this one.
like looking back.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of them that I was like, I don't know about this one. But you know, you get to that place where you're like, all right, I guess like let's try it. You know, let's see how it goes. And it came out funny. So I guess, you know, I definitely was wrong about that. This one, I might have to put my foot down on and be like, I don't think we should blow up his anus like a balloon.
Usually, it usually means that you have to hold the person down and they're unwilling to get this because it's not the first time it's happened. In 2017, a 17-year-old car wash worker died after colleagues blasted a high-pressure air hose up his anus, causing his intestines to explode.
Mm.
People who did that got convicted of raping and killing the boy and sentenced to more than 12 years in prison. But, like, what? Oof. I don't know. Like, I was 17 at one time. Walt, you were 17. Do you ever think of jamming a high-pressure hose up your friend's ass and just letting the water flow?
I can't say that it ever crossed my mind. I didn't have access to any high-pressure hoses, though. So possibly if I did, I might have been like...
I got a good idea. Who would have been your target? Hartsgrove, the guy with the crutches?
You know, maybe. I mean, like if I was defending them, if I was their lawyer, the guys who did this, I would be like... My clients didn't know the damage it would do. You know, they're not experts. They don't know what kind of pressure. They thought this was going to be like maybe the pressure of a water pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not.
They didn't think it would explode his intestines.
I can't imagine that they thought that would be the outcome, though.
Right.
They thought it was just going to be like a like a college prank, man. Like, you know, remember how when we were young, remember they used to put pickles in kids' butts and make them walk,
right? Yeah. Well, so I heard anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the initiation cue. Do you remember that? The pickle walk?
I remember it. Kevin put it in one of his movies is the only time I've ever really heard about it. You guys, that was true? We talked about this?
That was true.
Well, it was, yeah, I mean, I never witnessed it firsthand, but yes, it was initiation into high school where you would put a pickle in your ass and you would walk a certain distance, and if the pickle fell out, you had to take a bite and put it back in.
I went to an all-boys school, and we didn't have anything nearly that gay.
Well, you know,
why?
Go ahead.
Like, why do you want to bend someone over and put things up their ass unless there's a sexual element to it?
I was thinking the same thing about these high pressure hose things. It's like to take your friend to rip his pants off because they were holding him down, tear his pants off, tear off his underwear, spread his ass cheeks, get that hose in there. It's all very gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, if you recall,
I mean, rapey and gay, it's a terrible meeting.
If you recall, though, I've never eaten a pickle, so it was going to be like a double whammy for me if I had ever gotten caught by the older kids. So I would always have a banana on me to see if they would let me swap out the banana for a pickle.
Can you even get a banana up your ass, or is it too mushy?
Well, no. I don't think it went in like you're thinking. I think you just had to hold it.
Like between your cheeks?
Between your cheeks. I don't think they were actually worried so much about how far it went up or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as weird as you're making it out to be, or Brian's making it out to be. It was just kind of more.
Well,
not that weird. Yeah.
I mean, it is less weird knowing that they're not inserting.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was just like a butt cheek hold.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Changes it, doesn't it, a little bit now?
It does change a little bit. It's not great, and no. I still wouldn't take part in it, but at least it's not like, well, that person's going to murder someone one day because they're so fucking mentally deranged that they're shoving pickles up buttholes.
Did you have what – you went to an all-boys school. Was there any initiations that you recall, like from –
Nah, we were pretty – it was like maybe it's something to do with girls in the school building. But like for the most part, I mean there was some like typical high school bullying, like just normal shit, I guess, that goes – there was a hierarchy, I should say, for sure. But for the most part, everybody just kind of like was cool. Like the absence of women I always thought was like very like helpful. Because it was like, let's just fuck – everybody was just chilling out, having a good time for the most part.
So you think the addition of women, some guys will be like, you know what? I know I can press Susie. Let's go grab that guy and stick a pickle in his ass.
Yeah, I do.
Really? You think – and the girls will be like, oh, my God, look at Chad over there.
Well,
I love
put it this way.
He's so cute. And look at the way he shoved that pickle up that dork's anus.
No, I do. I don't think it'll get that detailed.
Hope he asks me out this weekend.
But I do think like there's a definite line in the sand between the people with the pickle in their ass and the people without the pickle in their ass.
Oh, yes.
And the girls don't want to date the guys with the pickles in their ass.
No, that's hard to – right. Like forget about that image if you're going to the drive-in movie and he kind of does the stretch to kind of like yawns and puts his arm over you. The whole time you're thinking like, where's that hand? That hand – actually took a pickle out of his own ass in front of the whole school.
Do you want to kiss a guy who fucking has a shitty pickle and like who ate a shitty pickle? So I do think like there is an element of control and dominance in that situation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, to this day, whenever I hear anybody talk about pickleball, it kind of makes – I always think of like the pickle in the ass. Every single time I hear the word pickleball, I'm like, that's what we should have called it back in the 70s.
Pickleball.
Yeah. I think that's it. That's why I think we didn't have stuff like that.
Right.
I used to see fights get resolved. Like they'd be like, we're meeting at the fucking smokestack or the train station at 2:30. We're going to fight, blah, blah, blah. And like – there would be a big crowd and stuff like that. And then that, like, they would talk it out. I've seen it get talked out and resolved, you know? Like, somebody, I don't know if that happens if there are girls watching.
Yeah.
Negotiations.
You know, like, yeah, because they couldn't let down their guard. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Whereas with guys, somebody in the crowd would be like, come on, what are you, you're fucking twice the size of this guy. I remember saying that to, and then it's, oh, he fucking did this. And then I mean, I saw plenty of fights, but I've never seen a movie where a fight gets resolved by chatting in the middle of a bunch of screaming teenagers, but I saw it in real life.
Yeah. Very rarely is that the trope in movies.
Right. Yeah. Somebody sticks up for somebody and then a discussion ensued.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how back in the day they used to do duels with, you know, flint and musket. You know, they would fire the 10 paces and then turn right. around and shoot. They would bring a second, right? Because before they actually shot each other, the seconds would go to the side and be like, hey, man, do we really got to do this shit? Or can we fucking just, you know? So it was kind of like that in a way, you know? It's like, look, if I have to shoot you, I will. But why don't we have our boys go over there and talk it out a little bit first?
Right.
If there's a beautiful woman there with a parasol, you know what I mean, and a beautiful frilly dress, and she's watching. One of those guys is like, I'm going to fucking show this girl that I can kill.
Now, do you think girls back in high school were, I don't say the word impressed, but was that a way to court a girl? Was like, okay, I'm going to beat this guy up.
I don't know. I have no experience with high school girls.
I'll bet you there were certain girls that were like, oh, all right. He's like a tough alpha male. He kicks ass. So
yeah.
But usually the guy that kicks ass was a jerk off.
Yeah. I remember that the one fight I got into in high school that in my senior year, it was over a girl. And I did pretty well in the fight. And the girl went in and stayed with the guy who, that kind of took it on the chin. I didn't get the girl.
That's not a trope.
She actually attacked me during the fight. I'm not kidding around. She jumped on my back. In the middle of the fight, she jumped on my back and took her fingers and gouged them into my ear and ripped out all the, like, took a big chunk of the inside of my ear with her long fingernails.
What the fuck was this fight about?
I was in gym. We were in my senior year, and we had co-ed gym class, and this girl, we were doing gymnastics. It was gymnastic week. So they had all the equipment out, the horse, the rings, the parallel bars, and we all had to do like a different – you had to go check off your little piece of paper how many things you did on the horse or whatever. And so it was me and this other guy, and this girl came over, and she was – definitely flirting, and her boyfriend took notice of it. And then later on that afternoon at the basketball court, he was like, he wanted a piece of retribution.
And you hadn't really done anything.
Well, I mean, I guess back? I guess so. I guess I mean yeah, but it. It was at the end of the day, though, it was a pretty bad fight. But they did get married. Actually, I heard he died. Yeah. He's dead now.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you won in the end, my friend.
Yeah. Long term. Maybe in the short term, your ear got gouged a little bit. But
yeah, I'd heard that the fallout of that fight was a lifetime of issues with breathing issues for that guy.
Really?
Because he had noses broken so bad that it was a lifetime of like problems with his nasal passages and everything.
You broke his nose that bad?
It was pretty bad.
And this is the first time we're hearing about this?
The pugilist, Paul Flanagan.
Are we playing 1-2-3 right now?
No, I swear, it happened. It was in front of a whole bunch of people. I told this story because it really shocked me because there's like about 50 people there at the basketball court. And I'd say 45 of those people were like, kick his ass. And they were talking to the other guy. They wanted me to get fucking beat up. I had like three people there who were rooting for me. Yeah. It really showed. Man. It really kind of showed their cards. And I was just like, uh-oh. Wait a second.
Wow. And she jumped on your back, huh?
Yeah. She came out of nowhere. I guess she heard that we were fighting and she came over. I remember she was she let out a banshee cry, like not even a real like words, just like this guttural scream, and jumped on my back. I was exhausted at that point too. I was exhausted because I'd like the adrenaline kind of had worn off, and so I was kind of crashing a little bit. And she jumped on my back. I didn't do anything. I just let her just rip the skin right out of my ear.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I didn't even throw her off.
And nobody – the crowd didn't instantly turn on the other guy for having his girl come in and fight?
Nope. I mean, at a certain point, he was very – He was pretty messed up, and he turned to one guy, and he was like, he looked at one of the guys and was like, what should he do? And he was like, you know, like, and he was like, no, you got, he goes, you got to keep going. He goes, you could still take him. And it was bad. But then, and the girlfriend, like I said, and then they got, in the movies, yeah, I would have got the girl, but it didn't happen.
This is more like The Last American Virgin. You ever see that movie, Q?
I don't remember it now.
Yeah, at the end, he doesn't get the girl, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, this, like, watch The Last American Virgin if you have the chance. It's one of the, like, a high school movie, but so depressing. Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, it's right. Awful. It's awful.
Sounds up my alley today.
You're in the mood to stew.
Yeah.
Like and like that to me, I'll never forget. Though it was more not the physical toll; it was the emotional toll of being like, "Holy shit, a lot of people don't like me."
It could have been though, but like, think about it this way: because you weren't like you in high school, you weren't like, "Hey, everybody, look at me!" You know, you were like, you were more of a like behind the scenes, like, you know, in the background kind of guy. So like maybe this, like you didn't have that many friends, whereas maybe this guy was just more popular,
yeah.
You know,
oh, absolutely.
It's not like they didn't like you. It's just, they liked him.
Oh, well that's a nice way. And I appreciate you putting that half glass full way of looking at it. But at the end of the day,
it didn't matter.
Like, the whole town was like rooting against me. It felt like
pitchforks and torches.
But you, it sounds like you won the fight though.
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah. I definitely took my own lumps out of that too, though. I mean, he had come up to me and I didn't even see it. I was like playing basketball and he hit me and I didn't even feel it because all I saw was he was in front of me. And then all I saw was like a light blue color. And I didn't realize it for a second until I was like, holy shit, I'm looking up at the sky. I didn't even know. I had not even realized that I had gotten hit and I was on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, he caught me on the chin. And I could not figure out what it was I was seeing. I was like, what the fuck happened? Because all I'm seeing is blue. And it was the clear blue sky that I was seeing. Wow. And then I had, I also had really fucked up my shoulder and I never got it looked at. And I also had for years and years and years and years shoulder issues. If I was playing a sport or something and the ball went a certain way, it could knock my shoulder out and be fucking so painful. I never got it taken care of.
It was all because of
that one fucking afternoon, man. Get girls, man. Like you said, if we were in all boys school, it probably never would have happened. Well, it definitely wouldn't happen because
we would have.
You want to be flirting with some dude by the pommel horse.
Right.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, didn't she go by the name Bubba the Hutt?
She did when she first, but remember she lost about.
But she self-applied that?
She slimmed down about her senior, like her junior year, though. And
she looked fine.
Yeah, she looked
fine. She had a sister, too. Her sister died.
She as a died, of fact, too?
Yeah, I think she died as well.
Shit,
very cute
we're getting
girl.
Into that.
So her husband and her sister died?
What's that?
Her husband and her sister died.
Yeah.
After assaulting Walt.
Yep. That's what you get.
I mean, if I was a detective.
I never saw that guy ever again after that.
Really?
He never attended school after that. That was our senior year. He never came back to school. It was late in the school year. He didn't come back, and I never saw him again.
Holy shit, man.
Never once ever came into, was ever in a room with him or saw him on the street, nothing.
Did you face any repercussions from the school or from parents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember the next day I had I definitely was like, I got to go to school, even though my shoulder was really fucked up. I was like, I was like, if I don't go to school, people are going to think something like, it's almost like a sign of like something like I lost or something. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I was going to drag myself to school no matter what happened. I had a big lip. I had my shoulder. I couldn't get my shirt on without my mom helping me. Because I couldn't raise my arm. And I remember I got there. And as soon as I got there, I got called to the office because they had heard about it. And they were like, if you will be expelled and you won't graduate if anything happens, if there's any more fallout to this.
Which is weird because didn't it take place at Miller Park?
Yeah, it didn't take place on school grounds.
No. Yeah, so what the fuck? Like, what? Like, how do they extend their authority to after school at a park?
I think that they were trying to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
They didn't – like there was nothing I could have did. If they're like I couldn't raise my arm to throw another punch though because I had separated my shoulder I think at that point. So I just was like, sure, I'm not going to do anything anyway. I can't.
Yeah.
And yeah, but did you say to them like, look, if this guy hadn't come on over and started the fight, none of this would have happened.
I probably did explain myself but the guy was like, look, I'm just telling you if anything happens, we'll expel you and you won't graduate. I was so close to not graduating anyway. I graduated with like one extra credit, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I know that I only got that credit because the cooking teacher took pity on me. I didn't deserve to graduate my senior year.
Right.
Yeah.
I would argue that you did.
She took pity on me and like gave me a passing grade just so I didn't stay back. She actually told me that. She said, it would be detrimental to you if you stayed back because if you failed my class, I would feel like it would put you behind the eight ball going forward. So she just passed me and I didn't deserve the passing grade.
Now, if you stayed back, do you think you would have went back for an extra year or would you have been like, fuck it?
Go to summer school?
Yeah. Like
I probably wouldn't have went to summer school. I had gone to summer school the year before that because I knew they told me it's like, you're not going to have enough credits if you don't go to summer school in your junior year. So
where's your summer school? Mine was all
Red
the way.
Bank.
Red Bank. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's like a.
It was a
15-minute drive. Mine was all the way up in Homedale.
Yeah, I didn't have a license, so it was like getting to summer school every day was a fucking hellish endeavor. And then getting home, I had to walk so far. Like I had to walk like 3 miles to get the borough bus to the Highlands. Yeah. It was like fucking what's that Charles Dickens what's one of those like, you know, or summer like what's that author? You know, I'll forget it.
Wow.
Yeah. Walt Flanagan. Boxing it out over a woman.
It's crazy that you hurt the kid so much he never came back to school. That's pretty wild.
Like, but, you know, there was only like a month left, though.
Still, a month is a long time,
well, I think he had – it was some pretty bad – some bone issues in the face.
Wow. That's fucking hardcore, man.
At least he can look back, even though he had nasal issues and even though he died early, he can look back and be like, you know, because there's so many people who fight over girls and then like nothing comes of it. And like he actually got the girl, stayed with the girl. So maybe he was like, oh, well, it was worth it. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe not. He's like, you know, she would have stayed with me anyway.
She probably was going to stay with him. I mean, absolutely, she would have stayed with him anyway. Yeah. And I don't even think she was even like, she was just kind of goofing around. It wasn't like she was.
She was like grabbing your junk or anything.
No, not at all. Just kind of making jokes and shit, like doing corny shit.
Right.
Oof. God, how much would it suck to get into a fight today?
Oh, I would hate it.
Oh,
I'd be winded in 2 seconds. I'd be winded. I wouldn't want to have my face. I wouldn't want like a like somebody like a Walt Flanagan comes along and breaks my nose like on that level.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Even hurting someone else at this point, I don't want to do. You know what I mean? You're just like, I don't want to break anybody else's nose either.
Yeah, but if they put you in a position where you gotta. Like that guy in the bar that slapped you in the face. You can't just let that slide.
If somebody slapped me in the face today, I probably wouldn't let it slide. Yeah. I don't think enough of the old cue's gone that I would just be like, good day, sir, and walk out. Yeah, I probably would go a little ballistic. But I do think it would take a lot to get me there. Like I think if I woke up and there was someone in my house, I could kill them. I do think I could do that. I could be like, just fucking sorry, bro. You're in the wrong guy, wrong house,
right.
You know, but like slights on the street and shit like that. I don't know. I'm like, I don't give a fuck anymore. But somebody slapping me. Wow. That would be rough.
Cause it is a real, like, it's not like a punch is something different than a slap. Slap's almost like I'm not even taking you seriously. I'm gonna bitch slap you.
It'd probably just be so shocking, you know what I mean? That you'd be, more than anything. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Wow, that's a fucking good one. Well, let's hope I never find out.
Right.
I don't want to get into a fight. I'd hit the ground. So now, you remember how like you'd get in a fight as a kid and you'd hit the ground and just keep rabbiting punches and right, shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like nothing's connecting.
I'd hit the ground. My shoulder would turn to dust. I'd be like, ow, ow. Parlay.
I watch a series of podcasts where like they all like fight with each other and all like will watch each other's videos and make fun of each other and that kind of stuff. And they're always like, I'll fight you. And these are all like, I'm talking like 55 to 60 year old men. Like, I want to see you in a boxing ring. It's like, do you know how much skill it takes to box? Like you can't stamina. Just step into, yeah, stamina, skills, footwork, all that shit. Like to just be like with no training at all to be like 55 to 60 and be like, I'm going to get a boxing ring and kick some ass. It's like, you're fucking crazy.
Well, if your opponent is also that age and has as much experience as you, I can imagine it's not that crazy. You could probably do it, but I think you underestimate how tired you'll be.
Mm-hmm. Within a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, it's about that time, everyone, where we talk about some sponsors. Factor. Fall always feels like a reset between back to school, busier routines, and shorter days. Finding time to cook can be tough. That's why we love Factor. Their chef-prepped, dietitian-approved meals make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious, no matter how hectic the season gets. There's more variety, more meals. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. Support your wellness goals. Savor global flavors. From more choices to better nutrition, that's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference no matter what your routine. Mary Beth loves Factor. She loves the shakes particularly. That's her thing.
No, I have not had one of those yet.
Yeah, you should get some sent to you. She said she really likes them. Factor supports your wellness goals. Enjoy even more GLP-1 friendly meals. New Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for your fats.
Now, I heard the word salmon mentioned. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that Teddy can only eat salmon?
I heard that the other day. I heard you were telling somebody that he's on a very restricted diet.
Let me tell you, you ain't smelled anything till you smelled salmon gas come out. You know. it'll put hair on your chest.
Factor Ooh. Says that they can guarantee there will be no Factor gas from their salmon.
you just hear that little. And all of a sudden, you're like, holy shit, I'm swimming with the fishes.
Put on
a
And then you say Sox can only eat chicken, right?
She can only – well, yeah, she can eat other things, but she'll only eat it if chicken is sprinkled on top of it, like the most unseasoned plain chicken, like boiled chicken.
Yeah.
And you ain't smelled nothing in it when you come into the house and when you smelled boiled chicken, it smells nasty. It doesn't smell like KFC. I'm like, oh my God. I go, how does that smell so horrendous?
Now, isn't this like not even a mildly surprising that like a Walt Flanagan who's so particular has two dogs that are also so particular?
Astounding. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
You're picking up on a vibe.
Yep.
You know, people like that. Like they like finicky, you know, fussy people, don't
they? Sure, they love them, yeah. That's like inviting somebody to dinner and you're like, wait, you can't eat this, or this. eatsmartatfactormeals.com/TESD50off and use code TESD50off to get 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code TESD50off at factormeals.com. Meals delivered with 50.com. Sorry, for 50% off your first box, please. Plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Then we got, oh, I love this. I love me some MeUndies. Wearing them right now. I wear nothing else. My wife, too. Sage, I don't know. She does her own thing. The holidays are about the time of year where adults can get away with wearing matching outfits, and MeUndies has taken that to the next level with their Match Me collection. Oh, Rupert's going to be happy about this. If you haven't started your gift list yet, you've still got plenty of time to get everyone MeUndies. I got to slow down. I read too fast. Whether it's matching undies with your partner, coordinating PJs for the family photo, or getting festive with your friend group, MeUndies makes it fun, easy, and ridiculously cozy. Their holiday prints are adorable, their fabric is next level soft, and the best part, you actually want to be caught in matching loungewear all season long. Well, I don't know about that. MeUndies is the go-to for unbelievably soft underwear and loungewear made from ultra-modal. That's fancy speak for cloud-level comfort. And with matching sets and fun festive prints, you'll be the most coordinated couple or family on the couch. Plus, they're sustainably made, so your holiday giving can feel good and do good. From cozy joggers to festive onesies, cheeky undies to cuddle-worthy bralettes, there's a cut, color, and vibe for everyone on your list. Their Match Me line lets couples and friend duos coordinate their loungewear game, while the holiday collection brings out seasonal joy to your softest layers. And here's the best part. Right now, you can get up to 50% off. Yeah, half off. It's a holiday miracle if we've ever heard one. Now, normally, Walt, you don't want to get underwear for Christmas. You open that box and it's underwear and you're like, mother
unless
effer.
It's MeUndies. That's the only
unless
exception.
Unless it's MeUndies. Yeah. Yep. And to knock out all your holiday gifting needs today with MeUndies, you get exclusive holiday deals for up to 50% off if you go to MeUndies.com/TESD and enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD, promo code TESD for 50% off. I've been on as people would call it, a diet journey lately, Walt. So as soon as I get in shape, I'm going to pose with some MeUndies.
And,
I don't know. Maybe for Twitter.
But what, for what end, though?
I don't know. To show MeUndies my commitment to their product.
MeUndies is like, please don't.
Yeah. They're like, you're 60.
That's okay. We're good.
Yeah. If you see the models in MeUndies, they don't look like me. Yeah, you're right. And now, all right.
There's another one?
There's only one more.
Oh, my God.
But it's one we love. It's Prize Picks. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this sports season on Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan, a basketball fan, or a fan of both, like Walt. You don't like basketball, do you?
No, not really.
Okay. Because they said we're a fan both like me, but I'm not a fan of either, really. It always feels good to be right.
I got to ask you, what are we picking? What's right? Again, this I don't understand any aspect of this commercial.
You're going to learn. Okay, please talk about your thoughts. Whoops, I just lost it. God damn it. Hold on a second, everybody. You don't want to miss this. Discuss football thoughts, personal experience in the app. You can't do that.
Sure, I can. I was on the app.
Were you on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
So easy to navigate.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even need Gidim's help at all. You know, and when
that's easy then.
And when I can navigate the app, you know it's for simpletons. And I made my picks so easy.
Simpletons.
And, you know, the prize is in the picks.
That's what it's all about.
That's what Prize Picks is all about, prizes and picks.
All right. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. Play Prize Picks to get action on football and basketball in more than 40-plus states. For some reason, including California, Texas, and Georgia. I guess those guys are, like, not used to being able to play this kind of stuff. Prize Picks now offer stacked, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to play more on Steph Curry's points, three-pointers, and assists? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks. All right, so download the Prize Picks app today. Use code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
All good. Right.
Excellent.
Is that officially over?
It's officially over.
Okay. Did you hear about this is the craziest story that has definitely been squashed about the basketball players who got caught shaving points?
Oh, yeah. I read about that. Yeah.
It is nuts how that has not become like the biggest scandal in the country. Like,
say that one more time, Walt. I'm sorry.
Professional basketball players have been caught shaving points.
When did that happen?
Professional baseball players have done it now. And it has kind of like been swept under the rug and suppressed. And it is shocking. Then it shows you the power of these professional sports leagues. they are basically, I think, telling networks not to even talk about it. Like they talked about it initially, and then it just kind of went away.
It was big for like a day.
You're talking about zillions of dollars now in play that could have been.
People lost. They were like, I would have won.
Yes.
I lost money that I would have won. Yeah.
Yeah. It is fucked up how, like, you see the powers that be with the stories they want you to hear about and the stories they want you that, you know, that go the way of the dodo bird. Like, they don't even talk about it anymore. It is absolutely insane.
It's really strange because, like, that happened in the, I believe, in the 50s. That's when the first point shaving happened, and it was, like, a national scandal. But, like, now they're just, like you say, sweeping it under the rug like it's nothing.
Well, I mean, it's eventually going to happen. I mean, there's no way it isn't happening in the NFL, too, though.
Right.
There's just too many weird shit that goes on that if anybody is shocked that it's eventually going to come out that the NFL is up to some players or some – refs are up to some shaky shit. I mean, you have to be, you know, waiting in line to buy a bridge somewhere if you're shocked about that.
Waiting in line, you're not even. Like, yeah, this is gonna be good.
I hope there's still a bridge when I get up there. I hope they don't sell out.
it's the same thing that's wrong with everything these days. The reason that happened is because the leagues got in business with they should have never allowed sports betting to get involved with professional sports. They shouldn't let the players do it. They do because they have all, you could bet on your fucking phone now, and you have athletes doing commercials for betting apps,
right?
And stuff like that.
But apparently, you know, you're not allowed to bet if you're a professional athlete on anything.
Oh, really? Not even sports related, non-related stuff.
Even other leagues, I don't think you're allowed to bet if you're a professional athlete. There's rules in the NFL and everything. Players have gotten in trouble just for betting in other sports.
But they're still in the game. It's not like with Pete Rose, where they're like, get the field done, out.
Right.
So. That's like giving me a speeding ticket for going 30 miles per hour in a 25 zone. I'm like, oh, I got that slap on the wrist. All right. Thanks, officer. Like, if they're guess what? You go 5 miles per hour of the speed limit, you're losing your fucking Wrangler, you're using license. You'll see me going 24 miles per hour the entire time. And, you know, is there any doubt that it ruined fucking – anytime big business gets involved in anything, it fucking kind of ruins it.
Yeah, I've never really bet on any kind of these FanDuel sites or whatever.
You do on Prize Picks.
I don't know if it's betting. I don't really know what that fucking service even offers.
It seems like fantasy sports, kind of.
But there's one thing that I have discovered watching football for as long as I have. You cannot figure it out 1 week from the next. Teams look like world beaters, and the next week they look like they couldn't beat a high school team. And that's why you can never get a handle on shit, because it fluctuates so wildly. And now you throw in the aspect of there was a guy they showed, a guy who got caught in baseball. You can bet on his pitch, if his pitch is going to be a ball or strike. And so he let everybody know in this little circle, like, hey, I'm going to throw a pitch. I'm going to throw a ball. And you should see the ball he throws. It's like over the catcher's head.
Right.
It's like these are the things that the FBI is accumulating, I guess, when they finally bring him to court. But they've been charged with this. You know, innocent until proven guilty. But
right.
I don't think the FBI brings these and announces these things if they don't have airtight cases.
Solid evidence.
Because, they I'm sure that – they are pretty confident once they start naming names, and because you're fucking put the scarlet letter on every coach and player who's caught up in this scandal will never be looked at the same, even if they're found innocent.
Yeah,
they'll be under the suspicion forever.
Well, didn't something like that kind of happen to Otani?
Who's Otani?
He's the pitcher in L.A.
What happened?
Didn't his trainer, my don't know if I'm wrong about it. Didn't his trainer was found putting bets on him? I thought we talked about it. I thought you were the one who told me about this.
It's possible, yeah. You know, I mean, there's so much sports and gambling stories. I don't remember that, but you could be right, oh, though.
Honestly, if I heard it, I heard it from you. And if I'm getting the facts wrong a year later, then that's more likely too. You know, I thought you would know, but
all right. I don't follow baseball that closely, but yeah, there may have been a scandal involving that guy. I mean,
I thought there was. His translator was, yeah.
Yeah, it says that his former interpreter, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the name, was sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for stealing almost $17 million from the baseball player to pay off gambling debts. Separately, in a new lawsuit filed in August 2025, Ohtani and his agent are accused of sabotaging a luxury real estate deal in Hawaii, though the details are still developing.
Because if you could bet on a player just to throw a ball.
Yeah.
You know, and all that player has to do is just not throw a strike.
Right.
How?
Pretty easy.
How? Yeah.
Pretty hard to prove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It says here the background of it is the scandal broke in March 2024 when reports emerged about large wire transfers from Ohtani's accounts to an illegal bookmaker. Ohtani stated that he was unaware of the transfers, but the initial story was that the money was for his interpreter's debts. $17 million?
Jesus Christ.
How much money is this fucking guy making that you can steal $17 million and it's not noticed? And how does the interpreter have access to his accounts?
He might be the first billion-dollar baseball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how much they pay him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's that good,
He's like the Babe Ruth, the modern-day Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
He pitches. He hits home runs.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah, the amount of – whatever they're paying him, they say is such a – even that is like such a bargain.
Right.
Because of all the money he generates worldwide, like in his own country,
mm-hmm.
with his merchandise and his jerseys and shit.
Right.
Yeah, they could pay him $1 billion and still make money and profit off of him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Playing baseball.
Yeah.
Child's game.
Yeah, game kids are like pick up and they're like, hey, let's do this. We got 9 people.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Mm.
Should have played more baseball when I was young. I didn't. Walt, I also didn't learn from you. I didn't take a page out of your book. I should take more pages out of Walt Flanagan's book, I think.
Yeah, you leave my book alone. Leave my book alone.
No. Let me just
take my pages. Like,
just a page
intact.
Or two. Just a page or two, buddy.
I know you'll rip them out and you still won't even read them.
I'll get halfway through. I'll be like, wait, what's that?
This paper would roll a good joint.
Went to the doctor, urologist. He's like, hey, you got to go get a blood test, you know, regular blood test. Went to the place. They could hardly get any blood out of me. They said, you are severely dehydrated.
Really?
You need to start drinking water. Lots of it. That was
Tuesday. Were you aware you were drinking water?
I was aware I wasn't drinking water.
Now, why would you continue to not drink water then?
Because I'm an asshole.
I don't understand that rationale, though.
I don't know. It just falls like by the wayside. You know what I mean? It's like I'll start to do something and then it'll trail off. I'll start to do something and then it'll fall off. I'll start to write in a journal and then one day I don't do it and then I don't do it for the next week. But like the water thing is just like, you know, it's not easy to drink that much water every day.
No, it is a task. It's certainly not fun to do to drink the amount of water that you're supposed to drink.
Yeah. So I've started for the last 4 days. I've been drinking 100 ounces of water a day, which is, you know, 28 ounces shy of a gallon.
Do you feel better?
I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. I do feel a little bit better. So I think I don't feel as like distracted almost, like my head is not as foggy as it was maybe. So, pissing a lot more too, for sure.
Nice clear piss.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Dark yellow urine that I used to have.
Oh, that tasty dark yellow.
And I'm using a water bottle. I can't remember her name because she gave it to me so long ago, but a nice lady sent me a water bottle with, it has like Bluetooth and shit. So it's like, it'll tell you like, if you open it up, it says hello, and then it tells you how much water, like 28% for the day. So, you know, I know that I have to keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's my life now, Q. I'm monitoring my water intake. I'm worrying about this epidural that didn't take. You know, it's
– yeah.
No,
it sucks. Now,
the urologist
– yeah.
Is – I just find – this blows my mind. So, your back problems – your urologist is taking care of that?
No, no, no. When I went to the urologist, I told him about it because we talk about a lot of stuff. Yeah, right.
I was just like, wow, I've never heard that before. That is strange. It's all like tied – all your issues at your back are tied to your
– tied to my wiener. Yeah. It's like the first time in history, medical history, you've seen this, but it's all about your boner.
That's not the first time that's been seen.
Yeah. I talked to the urologist about lots of stuff, and he said, probably what they're going to do is give you another epidural with a steroid in it. And sure enough, when I went back to the orthopedic guy, that's what he said we have to do. So I got that done on December 4th. It did not work. So the first part didn't work. So the second part, I'm hoping it works because it ain't cheap to be getting.
So you already had an epidural and didn't do anything?
It didn't. It killed the pain a little bit, but not like totally. So every once in a while, like, it'll start to hurt, and then I'll get the tingling down to my fingers and that kind of shit. And then he's like, well, we'll try it again, but it could be a pinched nerve in your arm. So if it's that case, then we got to use this machine. Then he shows me a machine with all these needles in it, and he's like, yeah, it's kind of painful. So I'm really hoping the second epidural works. Yeah.
A lot of members of TSD Town are dealing with tingly appendages.
Yeah, get them too?
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm assuming.
I'm not going to say it's get them, but I'll just say that I've been talking.
Are you tingling, get them? Tingling a little bit?
Yeah, it's the tingling that, you know, that when you get to a certain age, when things start to tingle.
Yeah, the wrong things start to tingle, yeah. There's not so much tingling anymore down there. It's just, you know, like even as my doctor, I was like, man, I used to like, what happened? Like I used to be able to like, you know, just think of something. And there I am, not anymore.
You can think about it all day. It ain't going to move.
Nope. It ain't going to tingle. Nope. I'm too old now. Used to tingle.
Think of something else. Yeah. That ain't going to work anymore.
I just sit there all day focusing. Tingle, goddamn you. Tingle. Yeah.
No. I've been thinking, you know, and I know we're getting close to the end here, so I'll just put it in your head for food for thought. But I've been thinking, you know, I turned 50 in March.
Yeah.
And
the big 5-0,
and I'm like, well, it might be time to like totally throw out my wardrobe and get a more refined older person's wardrobe. Like it might be time for the print tees and the, you know, the hoodies to go away.
Really?
Go polyester.
What's that? Well, go, you broke
go,
up.
Go polyester wardrobe.
Well, no. I mean, I was thinking more like cottons and wools, you know, and like, you know, it's just white old.
So you're thinking wear polyester. Of, you're thinking what you equate with being dressing as an older person is like dressing fancier, like being
a little elevated, a little bit more like
turtlenecks.
Sure. Maybe a turtleneck. I don't know. I haven't really gotten into it. I wear baseball hats so often. I'm like, you know, should I be running around in baseball caps when I got the number 5 in front of my age?
You know what you've stopped wearing and it was your signature look? And you probably, I would suggest going back to this because everybody equates you in this was the flat top. The flat cap.
Yeah.
You just stopped wearing that totally. I don't know if you're trying to change it up. You don't want to get typecast as that guy, but
no,
that was
I don't
a great
mind.
Look.
You like that? I should
that look.
Weave that back in. Okay. All right. That's good. I like that.
Now, I was watching Boardwalk Empire years ago, and Al Capone was chided for wearing that kind of cap, saying it makes him look like a child. He should wear like, you know, like a more of a
stovetop
derby. No, not a stovetop, but like, yeah, more of a derby. Like, could you pull off a derby all the time? Like going back old school, like in the 30s, you know, when everybody wore that style hat?
I think it's so out of fashion that it probably would be.
He'd look like a hipster.
Yeah, he would kind of look like a D-bag for trying to do it. Like, look at me. Look how ironic I am. But the flat top. That was a very New York look for a New York type of guy. Mm-hmm. Now, he looked like a guy who came from the city, and it just was, I believe it was the look that most people were introduced to you in.
Yeah, probably. And the reason I started wearing that so much, though, is because I couldn't wear – the baseball caps on TV without getting the rights to the Yankees logo. So I just started wearing that. And then when we started making Tell 'Em Steve Dave hats,
yeah,
I kind of shifted over to that, you know, to represent the show on the show. And you know, we had so many of them. I don't know. You don't think like a, you don't think a man in his 50s should could pull off like a fedora? Like you know, like a gentleman's cap?
I think if you're going out for the night, you're doing something fancy for the night, you could probably do it, but like as a regular,
yeah, every day just running down to grab lunch at a delicatessen, yeah, the fedora may be a little too much. It may be like, you know, you're trying too hard, got to give off that kind of vibe.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't, maybe I'll put some thought. But like I said, I just started the thought to it. I mean, look, I have a – when I'm in the pool in the summer, I have a cowboy hat, like a straw Stetson that I wear to keep Stetson, the sun nice. Off me.
You know your shit, Q. Let me tell you.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, and I never wear that like – and feel like I look like a dickhead. I'm always like, ah, my summer Stetson. I'm getting in the pool. I'm out by the pool.
Keeps the sun yeah. off your head and your keeps and your the
sun off. Maybe a fedora could do the same in everyday wear for me.
Hmm. What do you think, Walt? Yeah, your face is saying.
I think he could pull off any hat. I don't think there's a hat he can't Jimmy pull hat. Off.
All right, I'm just starting to think about it. I don't know.
You got a little time.
When you guys turned the clock to 50, you guys weren't like, it's time to elevate my wardrobe a little bit and start dressing like an adult more.
The only time I feel that way is when I'm at my ideal weight. Otherwise, I'm like, I look like a fucking fat slob anyway. So, like, why try to dress up a fucking, you know?
Every year, I always make that, like, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to wear jeans more, and I never do it.
Yeah. Why don't you do it?
I mentioned this before. Jeans feel like a denim straitjacket to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I got to have my legs to, you know, not feel restricted.
And also, I feel like Walt Flanagan is a guy who, like, I don't care what age he turns, he's going to be like, comfort is primary.
Yeah, that's more paramount to mm-hmm. me than, you know, if somebody thinks, like, I'm not dressed appropriately for my age.
You should wear a fedora with that sweat outfit you have on right now.
But, you know, jean technology has come a long way from, like,
I've heard.
Wranglers. And, yeah,
I've heard,
like,
yeah.
Maybe I'm not saying go Ming Chen crazy, but maybe more of a stretch jean.
Yeah,
which you can't even tell the difference anymore. Yeah, it might work for you.
Yeah. I that's why I say I always say I'm going to make the effort to wear jeans more. But inevitably, I'm like, by January 3rd, I'm like, fuck it.
Mm.
You know, sweatpants.
I get it.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's gotten to the point where if I saw you in jeans, I would be like, oh, that's odd.
Yeah, you'd think, like, I was going to a funeral or
something. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's dressing up for something.
That man's either going to pan for gold or to a funeral.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Go Lions!